We're up to date on our debt payments, but behind on our letters segment. We ran out of time yesterday, so now it's Wednesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. Last week, we marked the 40th anniversary of Kent State when National Guard troops opened fire on student protesters. 4 died, 9 others were injured. We asked you to tell us what Kent State meant to you. Nancy Hoover Debilius emailed from Galesburg, Illinois. I was a college senior in Illinois on May 4, 1970. That day changed me from the very proper daughter of a Republican Chicago banker to a lifelong independent Democrat. Kent State was not Berkeley or an East Coast bastion of student upheaval. Kent State was middle America. Kent State represented solid American values. I've been leery of our government ever since. Arizona's new immigration law continues to generate arguments and lawsuits to stop it. We talked last week about life along the border and heard from many of you with strong opinions about the Arizona law. Stanley Kearns is all for it. Those who oppose what Arizona has done, do you advocate that anyone who happens to be on our shores has a right to claim American citizenship? Do you not want a nation founded on respect for law? We have no problem carrying and showing papers saying we have the right to drive a car and have insurance. What's wrong with this new requirement? Others disagreed with equal passion. Melissa Hahn lives in Arizona and argued, I'm opposed to this bill because I see it as political grandstanding and promoting racism and vigilantism while failing to provide additional resources for combating our serious illegal immigration, human trafficking, and drug crime problem. Ironically, the only immigrants I know are white, people from Norway, Poland, and other European countries. As someone in a multiracial extended family, I'm sad to see my state headed in this direction. Finally, we learned last week that an awful lot of you suffer from insomnia. We talked with Patricia Morris Rowe about her struggles to cure her sleeping problem and her new book, Wide Awake. Many of you had solutions of your own. Marie Escher in California explained, for years now, I go to bed with the radio beside my pillow and tuck in with the BBC on NPR playing very softly so that I can just hear it. The voices are calm and well modulated. The content is sufficiently interesting to keep my mind from wandering and not so totally gripping I can't let go and go back to sleep. Thank you for the perfect drugless solution to my problem. Well, I'm not sure promoting our network as a great sleep aid will thrill the marketing team, but we're glad to help you get some Z's. If you missed any of last week's shows, listen online or download the podcast. And if you're not getting our email newsletter, stop by our website and sign up. We'll send you a preview of what's coming up on the program so you never miss a thing. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation for details. Those of you on Twitter, you can follow me there at Neil Conan, all one word. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is on email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by David Gura, John Asante, April Failing, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer, who also handles our web content. Gwen Uten directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Dennis Nielsen, Greg Gavin, and in New York, Manoli Wetherill, Neil Rausch, and Manya Zuba. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. Ellen McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Dick Meyer is the executive editor. Alan Weiss is NPR's senior vice president for news. Tomorrow, can doctors turn the placebo effect into real treatment? We'll talk about it tomorrow in this hour. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.